Hi, I'm Brendan Prizman, and it's time for your NU Sports Report for the week. The fall seasons are winding down and the winter seasons are picking up, so let's dive right in. In field hockey, the defending national champions had a very dramatic week as they look to make their second consecutive Final Four. They opened the NCAA tournament against Miami of Ohio, a team whom they had beaten 3-1 earlier this season. However, this game was not as easy for the Wildcats. The score was deadlocked at 0-0 until Peyton Halsey hit a penalty stroke midway through the third quarter, her third penalty goal of the postseason. However, Miami was able to knot up the score at 1 in the fourth quarter thanks to a penalty corner. The game went into overtime, and despite Northwestern having 4 shots compared to just 1 for the Redhawks, the game stayed tied throughout both 10-minute overtime periods. During the ensuing penalty shootout, Northwestern took a 2-0 lead before Miami came clawing back to tie things at 2-2. Lauren Wattis hit a tough shot to give the Cats the lead, and then Miami appeared to match things, but Annabelle Skubich called for a referral, which was granted, sealing the Northwestern win. Following those dramatics, the Cats advanced to take on Iowa, which had handed them a 2-0 loss earlier in the season. The game started off very low scoring, with Skubich and Iowa goalie Mia Magnata making things very difficult for the offenses. Iowa took the lead on a fourth quarter penalty corner early in the fourth quarter, but Bente Bakkers responded with a penalty corner of her own about 3 minutes later, her 23rd goal of the season. Once again, the Cats were forced to go to overtime, and once again, there was no scoring in the extra periods. For their second straight game, Northwestern went to a shootout to try and keep their season alive. Despite being down 1-0 after 2 attempts, Northwestern kept at it, and both Bakkers and Anna Medina Garcia converted to give the Cats a 4-3 lead late. After Skubich made yet another save, Northwestern had officially survived and would advance to their second straight Final Four. The Wildcats will take on Maryland to open the Final Four this Friday, November 18th at 2 p.m. in Storrs, Connecticut. Meanwhile, the women's volleyball team went on a Michigan road trip, taking on both the Michigan Wolverines and Michigan State Spartans. Michigan was first up, and they were able to beat the Wildcats 3-1. Northwestern was able to take the first set 25-23 behind a great effort from Temi Thomas-Alara, who had a team-high 23 kills total in the match. However, Michigan was able to pick things up from there and took the next three sets easily, 25-15, 25-19, and 25-23. Michigan's service game was on point, as they had 9 aces to just 3 for Northwestern. Unfortunately, the Wildcats were unable to bounce back against Michigan State. The Spartans swept Northwestern, 25-23, 25-18, and 25-14. Northwestern wasn't able to get a player double-digit kills for the first time all season. Michigan State was also able to easily beat Northwestern in terms of blocks, winning that battle 8-5. Northwestern will try to bounce back this week, facing Indiana on the road this Friday and taking on Michigan State at home on Sunday. Turning to the hardwood, Northwestern men's basketball moved to 2-0 after defeating NIU 63-46 last Friday. Robbie Barron led the team in scoring with 15 points, and Boo Booey and Ty Berry also scored in double figures. One of the big reasons the Wildcats were able to earn the victory was turnovers. They forced 17 turnovers from the Huskies and scored 17 points off of those. On Tuesday at Georgetown, the Cats were able to pull out a dramatic 75-63 win thanks to a 42-point second half. Chase Audige had 13 of those second-half points and 17 total in the game, and Bowie and Barry also scored in double figures once again. Northwestern hit 14 three-pointers in the game to move to 3-0 for the second consecutive year. Meanwhile, for the women's team, they were able to get their first win of the year after defeating Penn 63-55. Courtney Shaw led the way with 12 points, and Kayla Rainey added 11 to go along with 4 assists, while Kaylee Walsh scored 9 points and grabbed 10 rebounds. Northwestern out-rebounded Penn 46-34, and was able to weather a late Penn comeback in the fourth quarter thanks to excellent free-throw shooting. The Cats will play Notre Dame tonight, Wednesday night, and take on Southern Illinois on Saturday. And finally, the football team lost for the 9th straight time. This time, the opponent was the Minnesota Golden Gophers, led by star running back Muhammad Ibrahim. Ibrahim dominated the game, rushing for 178 yards and 3 touchdowns. The Wildcats were unable to get anything going on offense, converting just 3 of their 12 third downs, and fell 31-3. Both Brendan Sullivan and Ryan Helinski saw action, but both were forced to leave the game due to injury, meaning that both Carl Richardson and Cole Freeman took snaps for the first time all season. Sullivan led the team in passing, but had just 9 completions for 94 yards. Northwestern will stay on the road this weekend, traveling to West Lafayette to take on Purdue this Saturday. That's about it for the NU Sports Report this week. There's a lot of action coming up in the next few days, and you won't want to miss any of it. For more information about upcoming games, as well as how you can watch the Wildcats live, visit www.nusports.com. I'm Brendan Prizman, WNUR News.